Fortune, all is fortune. Maria once told me she did affect me, and I have heard herself come thus near that should she fancy, it should be one of my complexion. Besides, she uses me with a more exalted respect than anyone else that follows her. What should I think of?
Yes, an overweening roll.
Peace! Contemplation makes a rare turkey cock of him. How he jets under his advanced plumes.
Why don't you so beat the rogue?
Peace, I say.
To be Count Malvolio.
Oh, rogue.
Bristle him.
Peace, peace.
No, there is example for it. The Lady of the Strachy married the Yeoman of the Wardrobe.
Fie on him, Jezebel.
Oh, peace. Now he's deeply in. Look how imagination blows him.
Having been 3 months married to her, sitting in my state.
Oh, for a stone bowl to hit him in the eye.
Calling my officers about me in my branched velvet gown. Having come from a daybed where I have left Olivia sleeping.
Fire and brimstone.
Peace, peace.
And then to have the humor of state, and after a demure travel of regard, telling them I know my place as I would they should do theirs, to ask for my kinsman, Toby.
Bolts and shackles!
Oh, peace, peace, peace! Now.
7 of my people with an obedient start make out for him. I frown the while, and perchance wind up my watch, or play with my, some rich jewel. Toby approaches, curtsies there to me.
Shall this fellow live?
With the wild silence be drawn from us by the ears, yet peace.
I extend my hand to him thus, quenching my familiar smile with an austere regard of control.
And does not Toby take you a blow of the lips, then?
Saying, Cousin Toby, my fortunes, having cast me on your niece, give me this prerogative of speech.
What?
You must amend your drunkenness.
Out, scab!
Nay, patience, or we break the sinews of our plot.
Besides, you waste the treasure of your time with a foolish knight.
That's me, I warrant you.
One Sir Andrew.
I knew 'twas I, for many do call me